This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's summer monsoon is a few weeks late, but it is now here. Forecasters with the National Weather Service in Boulder say the seasonal rains hit the state yesterday and will stay through at least tomorrow. Meteorologist Greg Heavener says the storm system is expected to move slowly and drench parts of the state that have already seen record rainfall.
And that's kind of where we see the flash flood threat really begin to increase with the slow-moving nature of the storms.
The first wave of monsoon rains are expected to taper off on Thursday, but could be back next week. Colorado political leaders are cheering the Biden administration's announcement to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the decision ends months of political tug of war.
Space Command brings all the military branches together at Peterson Space Force Base to enact the Defense Department's space-based missions. President Trump pushed to move it to Alabama late in his administration. But on Monday, President Biden reversed that decision. Colorado Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says the call to keep the command in Colorado Springs is better for national security.
Russia and China are doing some really sobering things in space, and not just our economy, but our military is dependent on space.
Lamborn says moving to Alabama would have resulted in delays that would have made U.S. satellite infrastructure more vulnerable to attack. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come read more about this story and lots more at CPR.org. Colorado is full of funny stories, like the one about the Fruta couple.
Who were getting ready for Sunday dinner and took a whack at their rooster, Mike.
Want to hear how this one ends and maybe learn a few more? Tune in to All Things Considered from CPR News this afternoon.